chapter 42. When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons,
"Why do you just keep looking at each other?"
He continued,
"I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us, so that we might live and not die."
Then 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with the others, because he was afraid that harm might come to him. So Israel's sons were among those who went to buy grain, for the famine was in the land of Canaan also. Now Joseph was the governor of the land, the one who sold grain to all its people. So when Joseph's brother arrived, they bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. As soon as Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them, but he pretended to be a stranger and spoke harshly to them.
"Where do you come from?"
he asked.
"From the land of Canaan,"
they replied.
"To buy food."
Although Joseph recognized his brothers, they did not recognize him. Then he remembered his dreams about them and said to them,
"You are spies. You have come to see where our land is unprotected."
"No, my lord,"
they answered.
"Your servants have come to buy food. We are all the sons of one man. Your servants are honest men, not spies."
"No,"
he said to them.
"You have come to see where our land is unprotected."
But they replied,
"Your servants were 12 brothers, the sons of one man who lives in the land of Canaan. The youngest is now with our father, and one is no more."
Joseph said to them,
"It is just as I told you. You are spies, and this is how you will be tested.